Penguin Audio presents White Knight by Jim Butcher. Read by James Marsters. Chapter 1. Many things are not as they seem. The worst things in life never are. I pulled my battle-scarred, multicolored old Volkswagen Beetle up in front of a run-down Chicago apartment building, not five blocks from my own rented basement apartment. Usually, by the time the cops call me, things are pretty frantic. There's at least one corpse, several cars, a lot of flashing blue lights, yellow and black tape, and members of the press, or at least the promise of the imminent arrival of the same. This crime scene was completely quiet. I saw no marked police cars, and only one ambulance, parked, its lights off. A young mother went by, one child in a stroller, the other toddling along holding mommy's hand. An elderly man walked a Labrador Retriever past my car. No one was standing around and gawking or otherwise doing anything at all out of the ordinary. Odd. A creepy shiver danced over the nape of my neck, even though it was the middle of a sunny May afternoon. Normally, I didn't start getting wigged out until I'd seen at least one nightmarish thing doing something graphic and murderous. I put it down to the paranoia of advancing age. It isn't like I'm all that old or anything, especially for a wizard, but age is always advancing, and I'm fairly sure it's up to no good. I parked the blue Beetle and headed into the apartment building. I went up several flights of stairs that needed their old tile replaced, or at least scrubbed and shined. I left them to find a hallway carpeted in a low gray-blue pile.